Okay, we are on the Mehmed Beis. Let's start again from the Gemara Rava Achsrei, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. And Mehmed Beis. Rava Achsrei, the Rav Mari Baruch Hu. Rava approved that Rav Mari Baruch Hu, Umanye Bepursi the Bubble, and appointed him officer job. In bubble, that is a job where the person has authority to impose to do things. Rashi, point Rav Mari Baruch Hu, my v'tuchem abba Yisrael l'sava, born from a Jewish father and a Jewish mother. The poor see the bubble, gabon memunim Yisrael. Rav gab the ger ba'al ma'asul l'mnois of highness Yisrael. Even though you're not allowed to point a ger to a position of authority, amemar ha'akiv is imam Yisrael mekar v'chicha k'rina b'ay. Since it's Imam Yisrael, it's called Mikara Vachacha. That's what the Gemara says, as the Gemara is Mikara. Rabbi comes from Mamar, Sam Tassim, Melech, Melech. Sam Tassim says, Kol Masima Shatameh, Tema Yeh Mikara Vachacha. All appointments should be from a born Jew, meaning a born from Jewish parents, Mikara Vachacha. Hakim, the Mikara Mikara Vachacha, created by that qualifies. But his mother was Jewish. That's what the Gemara says. I mentioned Rav Meisher Pesach. Meisher says, two psukim define this halacha. He wants to know that a person who is a ger, not Imam Yisrael, can become a Rebbe or a Shiva, a Makachir. Or is that considered a position of authority? And it goes into the same custom. Is the way it is over other people. But if a person has a business and he has employees and people that work for him, it's not called a position of authority. A ger might have a business and have employees. That's part of being an employee. He says, yeshiva bachim, they come to a yeshiva. The Rebbe is like the manager of the yeshiva. Not a position of authority. It's a position of managing employees. The employees here are the bachurim, the people that are in yeshiva, and he manages them. It's not a position of authority. However, Rav Meisher writes, to be a mashgiach in kashrus, he says it depends. If there's a rav that paskins, the person is just carrying out orders, so then it's not a position of authority. But if the ger becomes the person who gives the hechsher, and he paskins the shailos of what's good and what's not good, that's considered a position of authority, he says. And a ger cannot be the machshir of the place. He has to have a rav over him who is in charge, who he works for, and then he's not the authority, the rav is the authority. That's what the Ramayka Paskins on the truth. Okay, that's the Gemara back. Avdei Rav Chiya Bar Abba. Itzu l'lahi aved is gechom l'shem intasav. The Eved of Rav Chiya Bar Abba tabled a woman, wife. He took a Geisha lady and he tabled her so she should become Jewish. He was an Eved, Kanani of Rav Chiya Bar Abba. He didn't want to marry a Geisha lady. He waited her to become a Geiris. And he got her to go to the mikveh in order to be a Geiris. Now, there was no Bezin at the time of the Tefillah. Now, let me explain something, and it's going to be a loose ends, and I have to admit there'll be loose ends until we get to the end of the sugya. There are three things that are necessary for Geirus, the way we paskin, and we will see later on that is a Machlokes Tanoim. But the way we paskin, and that's how we'll approach it until we get to the Machlokes Tanoim, is that a man, in order to become a Geir, has to have three parts. He has to do Mila, L'shem Geirus. He has to go to the mikveh. And he has to be Mekabel Mitzvahs, Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. Now, we will talk about Kabbalah's Mitzvahs later on, that entails. Now, this lady, this Geisha lady, obviously, there's a problem here, because the Gemara does not discuss her Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. A lady only has to do two things, be Taibu and be Mekabel Mitzvahs. Obviously, there's no Mila, right? So, this Evet of Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba persuaded a lady to go to the mikvah because he wanted to marry her, and she was willing to become Jewish and marry this Evet Kanani, which is also prohibited, but that's besides the point. But she was willing to become Jewish. Now the question is, they had a child. They had a child, and the question is that what's the status of that child, number one? And number two is she Jewish? Is this tefila adequate to make her Jewish? That's the question. Yes, if somebody bought her, she'd become a Shevcha Kananis.
Oh.
But that's not what happened. He titled her to be a Jewish lady. To be a Jewish lady. He titled this woman to become a Jewish lady. Question is that Geirus suffice or not?
Did he anticipate
Shishur
at some point?
Again, I don't know. We'll write the story. You can write yourself. This is what happened. He went and persuaded a lady and said, I'd like to marry you. Can you become Jewish? And she said, I'd love to become Jewish. And she went to the mikvah. Now, the Gemara does not discuss her Kabbalah's mitzvahs. We will talk about it when we get to Kabbalah's mitzvahs. We'll come back to this. But the Gemara does not discuss Kabbalah's mitzvahs. The question is, what happens to this tefila? Is she a Geirus or not? There was no Bethan at the time of tefila. He titled her. He supervised her tefila. Amar Rav Yosef, Yechonu
Lachu. He was an Evet Kanani.
He was an Evet Kanani. It doesn't make a difference. He was an Evet Kanani. He was a Jew. He didn't have a Bethan. Amar Rav Yosef, Yechonu Lachu, Rabba Avrata. I can say that she's Jewish and that her child is Jewish. Now remember, the father of the child is an Evet Kanani. It's an Evet Kanani Abba Bat Yisrael. If she's Jewish, I can say she's Jewish and the child is Jewish. Kashriyat. Bob Kid Ravasi. The Amr Ravasi, Miloy Tavlo Lidusa. Ravasi said a big Yisrael. And he said that a woman that constantly goes to the mikvah for nidus, right? That shows that she hasn't, that she is accepted upon herself the role of a Jewish woman. And therefore, that works for Geirus. Meaning, the fact that she kept mitzvahs, right? The fact that she kept mitzvahs, and everybody tries to ask the kasha what happened to Bezen. You still don't have a Bezen. So Tyson's answer is two answers. Either for tefillah you don't need a bezin, we don't pass you that way, or that since everybody knew that she was going to the mikvah, it's like a bezin was there. This is a lady that's keeping tires of mishpacha. And by keeping tires of mishpacha, that is the geirus. That is the tefillah's geirus. Acting Jewish and being tevil as a Jew makes it like a tefillah's geirus. And therefore, she is a kasher yet. I, her kid, and the brata, because I have ever a Bat Yisrael, I'm allowed kosher. A guy or an Evet that lives with a Bat Yisrael, the child is kosher. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, Atzilei L'shem Insa, L'shem Tfilin, I'm sorry, my mistake. Rashi learned he didn't intend to be Megayah her. My mistake, I made a mistake, and I apologize. He intended to travel her for Nida. He wanted to live with her, he didn't want her to be a Nida. He asked her to go to the mikvah and become a Tar. Question is, where's the Geirus? So after all, the same two is Nida, the same two is Geirus. The whole of the body is Geirus Gemura. The other people are talking about the same Geirus. The Yamal Kaman, the other man of Geirus, he will be at 12. We need Mila and Tfila. The two is Nida, Salkal, the same Geirus. Because they've had a Sikhab, the Tabal, the Nidusa. By acting Jewish, that works as a Tfila's Geirus. But brought up, we have a Gav to Basis, Ever Abbas, Ever Abbas, Ever Abbas, when his guy was due, she was in the guy of Kavati Sorali. Logic Shem Rabita, her daughter, is Kashim. Bok and Ravati, Dhamma Bishmaitin, Ahid Abakar Bar Amusa. We'll see you soon in a minute. They called him the son of the Shekhsa, Shulay Tavla Imel Lashem Geris. Lama Ravati Milu Tavla and Nidusa, Alma Tzilas Nidza Salkala Lashem Geris.
Who's the answer about the Bezdin?
Meaning, what happened to. So, Tysus answers either you don't need a Bezdin for Tfilo.
Well, she's one of the best
thing on its field. They do.
Men watch
ladies. Sure, but they do it in a way that's done in a very sadistic license. they have a thing. I honestly don't know exactly how practical it works, but I think what happens is they have like a thing, a machitza, with a hole in it. The hole is made that they can see her head right above the water and then see her go under the water. Yeah, three men have to watch the tefillah, correct. However, Taisa says that one tarot they don't. The other tarot Taisa says that since everybody knows she's going to the mikvah, it's a davar yidua that this lady goes to the mikvah, it's like they watch the tefillah. Can I borrow your art school, Gemara?
Sir?
Can I borrow your art school, Gemara, for a minute? Just want to know if he addresses Kabbalah's mitzvahs.
I think he does.
He does?
I just looked at you. What's going on here?
Rabbi, it's footnote 17 in art school.
Learns, Art School explains that that's the way, the simplest way to explain. And she was Makabel Mitzvahs in front of a bed. But the act of Tzvila wasn't done in front of a bed. Meaning, you need Kabbalah's Mitzvahs in front of a bed. Everybody agrees. And without Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, Geiris is not a Geiris. So Art School brings the Rishayim that say that she had done the process of Kabbalah's Mitzvahs in front of a bed. Then she never went to the mikveh in front of a bezin. But the fact that she's acting Jewish and going to the mikveh for nidus is as good as going to the mikveh in front of a, and everybody, either you don't need a bezin for tefillah, or, but we know she went to the mikveh, or the fact that everybody knows she's keeping tires on the shemelka is like a bezin is there.
That's what happened. She just went to the mikveh. Who said she did?
You have to see again. This is the problem here. The problem here is...
He went there so he could live with her. That's why he did it.
Again. Let's step back. There's no way a woman can become a Geiris without Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So that's a lacking ingredient in this Gemara. That's the problem.
So it's obvious that...
So there has to have been a Kabbalah's mitzvahs, if not we couldn't even start the discussion. So this woman was Makabel mitzvahs. This Eved didn't care that much. All he wanted to was live with a woman that's not an Eidus, so he asked her to go to the mikvah for an Eidus. She went to the mikvah of her nidus, and they lived together. Now the question is, what is her status, and what is her kid's status? Is the kid a guy, is the kid a yid? Is the kid a mamzer or a kasher? So the first thing we have to establish is her status. So if Asi's makadosh status, that a woman that keeps tires in mishpacha, is as if she went to the mikvah l'shem geiris, either you don't need a bezin for shem geiris, and acting tefillah l'shem nidus is good enough, or the fact that everybody knows that she keeps tires to Mishmacha is like a bezin. That's Tyson's two answers that he offers. Besides
her... She doesn't have to keep tires to Mishmacha. She went to the mikvah.
No, she kept on keeping tires to Mishmacha. This lady acted Jewish. She was Makabel Mitzvah. She was a firm lady. Question is, she lacked a major ingredient. That's called Tvila L'Shem Geiris. You can't become Jewish without Tvila L'Shem Geiris.
I know situations, Rebbe, where a person goes to the mikvah because it's a spiritual thing, it's a cleanliness. The other mitzvahs of the Torah, they do not keep. They don't
again,
admit it.
Again, let's start again. You're placing something that didn't happen here. This lady was Makabel Mitzvah.
Where did we see that?
That's, again, I told you, the missing ingredient in this sugya is where was the Kabbalah's Mitzvah? So Art School brings down a Taisus Chad Mikamoi that says she had been Makabel Mitzvah in front of a bed. We'll discuss this more later, but that's what Taisus Chad Mikamoi says.
Number 17.
She have to say that it was Kabbalah's Mitzvah. Without Kabbalah's Mitzvah, we cannot talk Geiris. The problem is she needs tefila, and she never was titled L'Shem Geiris. That's the problem. So the answer is she went to the mikvah for nida. That suffices for Geiris. And Taisus, don't you need tefila in front of a bezin? So one of Taisus' truthim is you don't, and the other one of Taisus' truthim is if everybody knows, that's considered in front of a bezin.
Am I Richard?
Yes.
How does she do Kabbalah's mitzvahs? Does she actually keep all the mitzvahs, or she says it?
Knew this would happen. That's why I tried to avoid it. There'll be a whole sugya on Kabbalah's mitzvahs coming up. We'll wait for that.
Okay.
Let's move on. All right. Lishnachrina Rashi says, the same instances, the same issues. Actually, second lesson is, she was Megayer. She did Tvila L'shem Geirus. But it was for an ulterior motive. It was to get married. Is that considered a sufficient Geirus? That was the question. First lesson learned, she never was Tvila L'shem Geirus. She was Tvila L'shem Nidus, but she accepted mitzvah. And the Kiddush was that a Tvila L'shem Nidus is considered a Geirus. Second lesson says, she was typed for Geirus. With Tvilus Geirus Abba. El Shein the Tvilus. I'm the Ketzat, we learned earlier. Echad Ish, Nisgayelus of Ishav, Echad Ishish, and Nisgayelus of Ish. A man who's Megayer so he can marry a woman or vice versa, Einim Geirus. And the answer was, you call the Lakshur by the Tvilus Akherim, Shetab Lakachul in the Dusa. Maybe her first Tvilus wasn't a good Geirus, but later on she kept Jewish law. She went to the mikvah for Nidus. Nothing to do necessarily for a man. Just stop. She wanted to be Tahira. So that suffices for Geirus. Kach Shemati. The Kachi Vekashili. Chodah, the Kavina Hosna Chasim, Kulim Geirim, Afilu L'Mishnu, V'Shayn, B'ir, Al-Kulgu again. We passkin over there. That even for Geirus, for ulterior motive works. Afilu L'Mishnu, V'Shayn, that said it doesn't work. Not me. Ikamaisu L'Isakula, Basu L'Isakula. If the first Pila didn't work, so why does the last Pila work? The Lav L'Shem Shemayim, this guy was. Didn't change the fact she became a Geirus to marry. You say it doesn't work, the fact that she goes to the mikvah, she still only became a Geirus to marry. The reason she's Jewish is because she wanted to get married. How did that change by her keeping Tarsim and Mishvacha? What?
She kept doing it, shows that she actually...
They're not questioning her... One second. According to the Mishnah Rishayin, a woman that's the Geirus for her husband, she can be the firmest lady in the world. She got in big Geirus because she wants to be married to the guy. And she keeps all the mitzvahs outside her Yotzer time. She's still not a Geirus. She did it for the wrong reason. So how does going to the mikvah subsequently change that? That's Rashi's question. Therefore, Rashi learned she didn't go to the mikvah L'shem Geirus. And if she did, it would have worked even for ulterior motive. That's how we paskin. She went to the mikvah L'shem Rishon, Iker V'Nira Be'enai. The first L'shem is the Iker, and that's the one I like. Nothing in my bag. Ahudah Karli Barar Maisa. There was a person, they called him the son of a Shiksa, son of a Gayam. Amr of Shul Malevi, he was a boy. Amr of Shul Malevi, me like Tavol. I'm sorry, Amr of Asi. Me like Tavol, I'm sorry. Ahudah have a Karli Barar Maisa. They called him a son of a Gaya. Amr of Asi, me like Tavol in the Dusa. Didn't she go to the mikvah for Nidus? So that was suffice it for Tulus Geirus. Again, you have to say there was a Kabbalah's mitzvah. Bashi? Sorry?
You're protesting that to me. You think you shouldn't hold it.
What's bothering you?
What are you saying? So she's not Jewish.
They said that this boy, this girl, was born from a Gaiish lady. That's what people called him.
Right.
So Ravasi says it's not true. His mother was Makabal Mitzvah, and even though she never had a Tvila L'shem Geirus, she went to the mikvah L'shem Nidus, and that's good enough. Rashi bar Amaisis Le'tavla Imakashin is Geira. Miloi Tavla L'idusa. The Isa Tvila Idola L'tvila Geirus, the Das Yehudasi. It's this Jewish law. L'chem Miloi Tavla L'kiryeh, we'll see in a minute. A man who goes to the mikvah for his keri. Again, why is he going to the mikvah? Because he's a balkeri. He's going to the mikvah for being a balkeri because he's makpan antari. He wants to keep Jewish law. Therefore, that can count as tefillas geiris, as we will see in a moment. Who's have accordingly by Rambam? They called him the son of a glacier father. Didn't his father go to the mikvah? He was in Kabbal mitzvahs. Never had a tefillah of the same geiris, but he kept Jewish law. And that suffices to be a Tvila L'Shem Geirus.
The fact that they didn't choose does not
I'm sorry?
The fact that they still call him, they showed that it was not. He just asked, but they said no.
I lost him.
He's just asking, didn't you? The fact is they called him a goy, so maybe that's...
Again, they called him a goy because he never was Taiva L'Shem Gerer.
Right.
And what Rav Asi and Rav Shulman Levi said is...
They asked a question.
Which means, didn't he do that? And the answer is he did, and therefore he wasn't a guy. It was a rhetorical question.
But he did it, again, I'm missing this point. He did it for Kerry, or he did it for this one prot.
But why is he going to the mikveh for Kerry?
Like I said, there is...
No, he's keeping all other mitzvahs.
Well, where do we see that?
Because if we weren't keeping other mitzvahs, we wouldn't be talking. He did a Kabbalah's mitzvah.
Right
so you're busy with people that do... This is not what you're talking in those days. Don't forget about spirituality and things like that.
No,
that's your nice one.
There's a new... Someone told me there's a mitzvah now that was built on Green Road or something that I never heard of it. But there's $1,000 a month or whatever. I can tell you, I would say at least 30% of the women that went there don't keep mitzvahs.
Chas v'shalom!
Okay, 40%.
I guess he's not in a religious mood today, you know, it depends on his mood. Again.
Hey, you taste that? Yeah.
Again, first of all, mamas don't understand you. These people were makabel mitzvahs. They wanted to become Jewish. They wanted to become from Jews.
Well, that's the thing.
You're adding that.
Yeah, you're adding that.
Again, because that's the problem. See, again, I will start again. I said when I started, there's a big problem here. Because what's ma'akiv in Geirus is Kabbalah's mitzvahs. There's no discussion here of that aspect of Kabbalah's mitzvahs. That's what I said right away. I said before we start this sugya, we're going to have a major problem. And that is, to be a ger or a geiris, one has to accept mitzvahs. There's no way around that. In front of a bezin. So what are we talking about mikvah? Well, there was no Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Therefore, Taisus Chad Mikamoy says, again, there are other answers, but this is one of the easiest answers operates, is that there was a Kabbalah's mitzvah. That part of geiris wasn't missing. And he was Nimmo. That part of Geirus wasn't missing either. What was missing was Tvila L'Shem Geirus. And the Chiddush of these Amoraim was that traveling for Jewish law is a Tvila L'Shem Geirus, works for L'Shem Geirus. That's the Chiddush of this Gemara. You're bothered with, maybe he wasn't religious. He was Mekabel Mitzvah. There's no reason to assume he wasn't religious. I don't know why you're approaching this. That the guy grew up reform and he's not keeping any other mitzvahs and he decided to go to the mikvah because he's like spiritual today. That's not what happened today. Okay. There has to be a Kabbalah mitzvah. Without a Kabbalah mitzvah, there cannot be a geirus. End of story. There can't be a geirus. Which is the problem of this sugya. That's what I tried to say when I started.
It's a different issue. It's a totally different issue.
Right. There has to be three things. Milu L'Shem Geirus, Tfilu L'Shem Geirus, and Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Two were met. One wasn't met. The Tfilu. The Chiddush is, they acted Jewish and went to the mikvah for Jewish reasons. That's good enough. That's the Chiddush in his Gemara. To be discussed again as we move on the subject.
I would say that, so the whole question was, how you know, the Torah says you're doing other things with the riot on the tefillah also, that's all.
Yeah, but you need an act of tefillah. Keeping Shabbos doesn't make a tefillah.
No,
davening a minyan doesn't make a tefillah.
If he's going to make the people see him going to make
the point I'm stressing is very simple.
Okay.
If he's doing other mitzvahs, there's a riot brewer that is doing this on Shabbos.
Again, we need the fact that they went to the mikvah.
That's all.
But they didn't go to Shem Geirus. Where is the L'Shem Geirus?
When he does the other mitzvahs, where's the L'Shem Mitzvah?
We don't need L'Shem Geirus in any other mitzvah.
He's not doing it. He does the other mitzvahs to stop because he wants to get a, what's it called, those things that you get now with school? Doctors?
Again, I'm not following your trend of thought.
Geirus is...
I want to know, what is the Gemara's problem according to you? What was the problem here? The Gemara's problem is you need an act of tefillah for Geirus, and that wasn't there. The chiddush of this Gemara is that tefillah for Jewish reasons counts as tefillah for Geirus. Has nothing to do with his keeping Shabbos. You need an act of tefillah. What made him Jewish? What created his new neshama of the Jewish neshama? You need an act of tefillah. L'shem Geirus. There was no tefillah l'shem Geirus. The chiddush is, going to the mikveh as a Jew is like l'shem Geirus.
Stam swimming would not work. Right?
Stam swimming would not work, because that's not for Jewish reasons. Has to be, he's a Jew, therefore he's going to the mikveh. The lady is keeping Taras HaMishpacha because she's Jewish. Therefore, her going to the mikveh for Taras HaMishpacha acts as Geirus. Keeping kosher is not a Maisa Tvila. Tisha Kavan does not. There being a riot from this Gemara that you assume that the guy is going, obviously, when it was Asa Tvilorin with the Balkari. That's why the guy was going to the mikveh. So you see that the mikveh is more than Tisha Kavan. So not maybe he just did Tisha Kavan. Right. Okay, now here comes a new chiddush. A guy wants to buy an Eved Kenani. And he wants to put him into the mikveh to be an Eved Kenani. Remember we spoke about this, that in order for an Eved to turn into an Eved Kenani, he has to be mekabelin upon himself oil mitzvahs. As an Eved Kenani. This guy is being bought as an Eved Kenani. He really doesn't look forward to being an Eved Kenani. He wants to be free. So you know what he does? When he goes into the mikveh, he says, I'm being tabled to be a Jew. A Jew can't be an Eved Kenani. I'm a Kabbal mitzvah, and I'm doing my tefillah at Mila, because you have to mal your avadim. And then he went to the mikveh and he said, well, shame being a Yid. The Lamedan. What happened? Zakti Gemara, Rav Chama, Barguya, Marav, Alakeach, Eved Mevekachav. You buy an Eved from a guy. The Kadav B'tavu L'Shem Ben Chayrin, and then the guy went to the mikvah to become Jewish. Kanatma Ben Chayrin, he's a Jew, and forget about Avdus. You might owe the money, you might be a Mazik, but the bottom line is he's Jewish person. He's not an Eved Kenani, he's Jewish. He's free. Nothing you can do to him. My time up. Why? And here comes the key. The guy never owned his Kinyan Aguf. A guy cannot have a Kinyan Aguf in another person. When a guy owns a slave, he owns his right to his work. Therefore, when a guy sells a yid, an Eved Kenani, an Eved, the Jew acquires from the guy what the guy had. And we learn that from a pasuk, that a guy can never own another person, his body, his metzias. He can only own ma'isi adayim, whatever the person produces. A yid owns an Eved Kenani begufay. He owns the body of the person. That's what makes him an Eved Kenani. So when the Yid buys an Eved from a guy, he's only acquiring Ma'isi Yadav. What gives him the Kinyan Aguf is when he does the Mila and the Tvila with Shem Avdus, that creates a Matthias of Eved Kenani. If the guy jumps and says, I'm a Yid, the Yid doesn't own him because he never gets a Kinyan Aguf. So you have a free Jew.
When did he dunk before?
Again.
Before he joined him after the
Jew. What?
He dunked after he was bought by the Jew.
Dunk. Right. The Jew took him to the mikvah. Yes. He has to dip in l'shem avdus. He has to accept upon himself the mitzvah, and then he has to go to the mikvah l'shem geirus. Different kind of geirus. Geirus of Eved Kenani. He went and went l'shem geirus of a free Yid.
To make a choice.
That's monetary. Bottom line is, he's not an Eved Kenani. He's now a free Jew. He might owe money. Yes.
Rabbi, what if he didn't toivel himself with any kavana? What if he refused kavana? Is he an Eved Kenani then?
We'll see in a second. And not a second around here. About 5-10 minutes. I would say a second, but going has been slow today. My fault, probably, because I'm not as clear, but we'll see in a few minutes. So I think about my time. I think it's called Cooper Lake Hunterley. A guy does not own the body of the person. My de Cunningley, who the Machnali is strong, he can only sell the Jew what he owns, which is my Sia Dime. The Kibun de Kadim, the Tavel Hashem Ben Chayrim, Abskeli Shabudai. He removes the lien on him, meaning the Yid has a lien on this guy that he should work for him. Shikror removes that, and will prove that, Kedarava. The Amarava, Hegdish Chamas de Shikror Matkimi de Shibud. I'm going to go to number three first. Reuven owes Shimon $1,000. And he tells Shimon, Shimon, you know, you can collect my Evet Kamani. That's your apaitiki. This is where you're going to get your loan. He turns around and he frees the Evet Kamani. Shimon walks in and says to the guy, you're my Evet. The guy says, no, I'm not. I'm a free Jew. Shikru removes liens. When a guy buys an Evet from a guy, he has a lien on the Evet. By titling it, please let me finish. By titling him L'shem Avdus, he takes that lien and makes it an Evet Kanani. When the guy frees himself by titling L'shem Ben Chayrin, he removes the lien that his new owner has on him, because Shikur is stronger than a monetary lien. All the Yid has to the Maisa Tevilah is a monetary right. He doesn't own the body of the Evet Kanani till after the Tevilah. And the Tevilah has to be done with Shem Avdus. And therefore, when the guy titles himself with Shem Ben Chayrin, which he has every right to do, because he's not, he's his own free, he owns his body, he becomes a Jew. And now the owner says, well, you have a lien to me. Well, my shikur, my freedom, by becoming Jewish, removed your shiva. And therefore, now we can talk monetary. Does he have it own money? Does he have it not own money? But he's not an Evet Kanani. He's a total 100% Jew.
He has the right to do that?
Why not? He's a mazik, meaning he's a mazik the person. Does he have a chiv to become an Evet Kanani, not to be a mazik? I'm not sure. I hear that not because he's a mazik. But on the other hand, I don't know. Good question, but it works. Shibud is, again, let's go to the case. Rubin owes him $1,000, and he made his Evet in a Paitiki. Then he freed, but he freed the Evet. It's not an Evet anymore.
How can you free that Evet if he is the
Shibud? There are things that are stronger than Shibud. Three things. Hegdish, Chametz, and Shechor. And we'll take each case. I don't know. The Gemara, we'll talk about it. It's not for now. It's not for this segment. Trump's not around anymore. Hegdish, Chametz, and Shechor. Remove Shibud. Nobody trumps anything anymore. Rashi. Zek Rashi. Hegdish, Chametz, and Shechor. We're going to see each case. Us is Shaira Abaitaki. A guy told, Reuven told Shimon, the loan I owe you, you're going to collect from this shard. It's called Abaitaki. Stands for Abait to Heikoi. This is where you're going to collect your loan. Big Dishalim is Meach. And then Reuven went and donated it as a carbon. To have a Kedusha Sagluf. That means it became a carbon. The guy, Shimon can't collect it. It's a carbon. The Christ have a Kedusha's Bedek Abayis Limavka. Donating it to Bedek Abayis is not strong enough to remove Shechur. It's not by Erchim, by Savai Dinner, by Denachos and Kulam. Shimon pays Hegdish a dollar, a dinner, and he takes everything. He told the guy, you'll collect my Chametz for the loan. Barumunuk Biyadish Yisrael, the Yid has it. Ubosh Sheshot Shalar Vapesach. And now it's Erev Pesach Chatzais. Poka Shibud Evet Kechavim. However, we have Mamish today. The Shibud of the guy goes off. It's not the guy's Chametz. It's the Yitz Chametz that has Shibud. The Chametz is stronger than Shibud. The Yitz Chametz, the Chayim Zalavare, and he has to get rid of it. Now he owes the guy the money, but he won't be able to collect his Chametz. The Shikhur, Asa Abda Paitiki, Chaberei, the Shikhurai, the Shukhur, the Malva lost his money. Now again, Reuven still owes Shimon the loan, but he can't collect it from this Evet. Dr. Gemara Beit. Master Reb Chisda. Maisa B'Bluria HaGiyaris. That was her name, Bluria. Shekadmu Avedea V'Tavlu L'Penehav. Her avodim went and traveled while she was still a guy. She was planning to be megayer, and she wanted to be megayer all her avodim to be her avodim kananim. They went and went to the mikveh before her. That means at that point she wasn't Jewish. At that point she couldn't own an eved kanani. She was still a guy. And they went to the mikveh, l'shem gerus of whatever. And now the question is, are they her avodim kananim? She couldn't own them at the time they went to the mikveh. She was a Geisha lady. Geisha ladies can't own Avadim Kananim. They can own Avadim, but they're not Avadim Kananim. And they went to the mikveh. Go Meisel of Echachamim. The Amru Kanu Atma B'nei Chayrim. They are free. The Fanah in Lachar Eloi. Tamashma only because they went to the mikveh before her. But had they gone to the mikveh after she was Jewish already, they would be Avadim Kananim. Masma that their intent makes no difference. If they're owned by a person and they go to the mikveh, they become Avadim Kananim. Amar Rava, no. Lufanea ben Bistam ben Meforish. If they're Megayer, when she wasn't Megayer, whether they had intent to become Jewish or whether they didn't intend anything, they Stam went to the mikveh. They become Jewish automatically because there's no other Kanani that they can become. Lachra ben Meforish en Bistam loy. If they announce it that they're becoming Jewish, then they're Jewish. If they go to the mikveh, we assume they meant to have a kanani. There's no reason to believe that. That's what the guy is sending him to the mikveh, their owner. So, Harvey, that answers your question. If there's no intent, then we say it's have a kanani. Unless the owner is a guy, can't have it have a kanani. So automatically, the gerus means to become Jewish.
Okay, but Rabbi, I have another question here, if I could. When they go to the mikveh in this situation, she is not Jewish yet. She's nothing yet. So what are we saying that normally a goy has a right of a different kind of ownership, has a different kind of eved? Are we saying that under Jewish law, to which this lady is not subject to yet because she hasn't herself gone to the mikveh, that these people are now converts, they're now gerim, and that under what? Halacha, this non-Jew has no right to their services anymore? She's not even under halachic jurisdiction yet.
Two parts here. Number one, we have to determine whether they're Jewish or not. And number two, now we get involved in monetary cases. A guy can own a Jew for his ma'aseh yadayim. There's two parts here. Being Jewish, being chayiv in all mitzvahs, being allowed to marry a Jewish lady, being not allowed to marry anybody else, and then monetary obligations. When they go to the mikveh and they become Jewish, that does not remove their monetary obligations to their owner. But they're Eved Ivris, they're not Eved Kananis. They now have a monetary obligation which has to be governed by Jewish law, how to determine what happens when a Jew works for another Jew, or when a Jew works for a guy.
So
if a Jew sells themselves as an eved to a guy, how long they can be an eved. So what happens is, this is just affecting their religiosity. I shouldn't say that. Their religion. Not affecting their monetary obligation. Their monetary obligation now has to be judged on a new thing. A Jew working for a guy who sold from Ma'aseh Yadayim to a guy, how do we remove that? How long does he remain in Eved? All those halachas, which is a separate section in halacha.
In a country where there is a secular authority governing secular affairs and Jewish authority governing Jewish affairs, do we say then that while before this lady goes to the mikveh, that there is some secular impact on the status of these new gerim? Because a minute ago they were both subject to the secular authorities.
In monetary law, we now get involved in secular authorities. But it's monetary, not religion. Meaning, can this person now marry a Shifchei Knanis? Can this person now marry a Jewish woman? The answer is he's a Jew. He marries only Jewish women now.
Yeah.
Now, her intent was that they should be able to be her Eved Kanani. She didn't want him to become Jewish. Because if they become Jewish and she becomes Jewish, now they're subject to Jewish law, not secular law. And Jewish law limits the amount of time that one Jew becomes indebted, sold to another Jew. She wanted to make an Eved Kanani. Her mistake was she wasn't a Jewish lady yet, so she couldn't acquire an Eved Kanani. So at that point, they became free Jews, and now she has to deal with a Jew. Now she becomes Jewish. They now have to deal with Jewish law. What happens when one Jew is sold with a dime to another Jew?
But the moment after they were in the mikvah, but before she went in the mikvah, she's a non-Jew. They are Jewish, according to this. And the status
now, if
of
the sex
now
becomes
yeah at this
the
at this,
Jewish
at
law,
this one moment in time
sex,
at this one moment. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
There's a section in the Torah that deals with a yid who sells himself to a guy. How long is he indebted for? That would be this section of law now.
Okay.
Because now it's a yid owned by a guy.
But
there's a section of law that deals with that.
I guess I hear that, and that's absolutely relevant to what I'm trying to ask. But I'm also wondering why the secular authorities care about anything having to do with Jewish law before she's a Jew. Before she's a Jew, once they become Jewish, do the secular authorities hand them off and their status off? Not as far as who they can marry, but about what their obligations are. Under secular law, they're still subjects of whatever kingdom you're in.
Monetary question. Do we say dinero mahusa? This becomes monetary, not religion. This Gemara is not dealing with the monetary part. It's only dealing with the religious part.
Okay.
Here are people that are becoming Jews, even though they're owned by somebody. That's what we're saying. See, you want to know what their monetary obligation now is.
Yes.
That depends. Who is stronger? Is it our halacha that's stronger? Is it the Galician government that lets us do it? Does it not let us do it? That will determine how we treat this.
Right. That's what I'm asking.
It wouldn't be different than any yid that sold himself to a guy as an abbot.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'm Rav Avya. Now Rav Avya is going to say a big chiddush. I don't know if I did Rashi. But for now, and for same gerim, you have an eskachovim. They're gerim, and she's a guy. Eskachovim, Yisrael, they're kind of goofy. She can't have an evakanani at that point. Machrat loy. I'm going to be Yisrael, I mean, I'm going to have an eskachovim. So we see that with Yisrael, it's not true. The answer is, they missed some. Shloy Pirish, Hari Anu Tavlum L'Shem B'nei Chayrim, they didn't say it. Meforish, Rechayim Baguya, the Tani V'Kadim B'Tavlum L'Shem B'nei Chayrim, he Tavlum L'Shem B'nei Chayrim. Amar Abavya, Loi Shano L'Bekeach M'nei V'Kechav, this is only true when you buy an Evet from a guy. Amar L'Ai V'Kechav M'Gufei, Tani, if a guy sells himself, then the Yid owns him before Trila, for Kinyan Agov, again. There's a kinyan ma'isi adayim, which is a kinyan to all rights that the Eved has monetarily. Then there's a kinyan aguf, where you own the body of the Eved. That gives him halachas of Eved Kanani. It allows him to eat truma if he's owned by a kayan. Now, there's a kinyan aguf requires the tgeris. But the question is there a way to make sure that the guy doesn't title himself L'Shem Ben Chayrin? The answer is if you buy a guy from himself, a guy comes to Yid and says, buy me as an Eved Kanani. Why a guy would do that, I don't know. Maybe he's afraid of somebody and he feels safer if he's an Eved Kanani. I don't know. A guy sells himself to a Yid. Since a guy does own his own body, but he sells himself, he's selling his body. So he no longer has that action of titling L'Shem Yid of Ben Chayrin. But the guy owned another guy. He didn't own his body. So when he sold to the Yid, he only sold the Ma'isi Yadayim. When a guy owns himself, he owns his own body. Therefore, when he sells himself to a Yid, He's selling his body, which removes his right, now his ability, to travel the Shem Ben Chayrin, because his body is owned, so he can't be Mashkiya. It's not a Shibud. It's an ownership. What? That's the thing. I have no idea why the guy would do that, because where does the money go? Right, I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe the mafia is handling him. The thing is, I sell myself as an Evan, the mafia takes the money, and I become an Evan. But he's selling himself. Again, I don't know why a guy would sell himself. But he's selling himself. Rashi, let's do Rashi. Have I become Gufe? I become Shemacha Atzmili Yisrael, can I Yisrael the Gufe? He owns him. Let me explain it again. When one guy owns another guy, he doesn't own his body. He owns the rights of work. We'll call that shibud. He has a shibud on him. Anything you produce belongs to me. But I don't own the person. The guy doesn't own the person. A guy cannot have a kinyan aguf and somebody else. However, when a yid buys it, a yid can get a kinyan aguf. So in that interval, between when the guy sells the eved to another yid, to yid, and the yid becomes the owner of the guf, there has to be a process of tefillah, and that tefillah, the guy can jump in and say, L'shem ben chayrim, and he's mafkir the shiba. However, a guy does own himself for guf. He owns himself. And when he sells himself, he's not just selling a shiba. He's selling his body, which limits his option of becoming a Ben Chayrin, because he's now owned by somebody. And when he goes to the mikveh, he can scream all he wants. It's not going to make a difference.
Same thing if you buy it from a Jew.
Right. If you buy an Ebekanai for a Jew, you don't have to do anything. He's already an Ebekanai.
He's not an Ebekanai.
He's not an Ebekanai. He doesn't have the Kinyan Aguf yet. What makes the Kinyan Aguf? Kinyan Aguf can be acquired either when you buy it from the guy himself, or when you do the process of making him an Ebekanai. When first you buy from a guy, but it's not a kinyan aguf. The kinyan buys the adayim. Unless you bought it from the guy himself. But, meaning, when a yid buys an eved, and he doesn't become an eved kanani, at that point it's a maisi adayim kinyan. If he buys it in the slave market. If he buys it from the guy himself, at that point he owns the guf. That's what we're saying now. Because a guy can't own the goof. He can't sell more than he owns. Where a guy himself owns himself. And since he owns himself, he can sell himself. And then it's a kinyan aguf. Not a sheba, it's a kinyan aguf. Go back to my mind.
Did you say they can't own another goy?
A guy can only own another guy, Lamaisi Adayim. He has a right to him, a right to his production, not a Esim Kinyan in the guy himself.
So if a Jew buys an Eved from another guy, what is he buying?
The right that the guy had.
In other words, he becomes automatically an Eved Kanani after going to Mikvah?
No, he does not.
What does a Jew own? He owns
the Maisi Adayim of the Eved. When he puts him through the Geirus process of Eved Kanani, he acquires the Kinyan Aguf.
In other words, the new Eved, who's not yet an Eved Kanani, he's subjugating himself to becoming a Maisi Guf.
By becoming an Eved Kanani, correct. And he has to do it willingly.
Right. What is it? I say Dayim.